Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
Yep.
On the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
University panel discusses cutting off food, bioweapons, and reduced population. They're already doing it with the DU. And I got a bunch of stories I don't have time to get to that just went up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. By the way, Dr. Busby, we have hard breaks because of satellites. You got cut off earlier trying to give out the website for the LLRC. Give that out, then we'll jam in a few final questions here for you.
Yeah, right. That's the website, LLRC.org. And the other one, as I said, was greenaudit.org. And also, we have one called nuclearjustice.org, so which is also a development now, which is, we're hoping that people will help us to take petitions to the European Parliament.
Sure.
And to other organizations.
Well, there is a madness, and I mark it from 1990. They knew the DU couldn't be used. All the reports said it. They just said, you know what? It's good for you now. And they just don't, I mean, it was first, oh, wash your hands and wear a mask. Now it's like, eh, don't worry about it. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Mike, no, first off is Chris. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Quick question for Dr. Busby.
Well, Dr. Busby, what do you think of the idea of using certain kinds of lasers for selectively increasing the speed of radioactive isotope decay? I found in a study from Helsinki University of Technology, Finland, laser-enhanced radioactive decay and selective transmutation of nuclei, and there are others. But what do you think of that idea?
I think that it would be interesting to do some experiments to see if it's possible to do this, but my feeling is that it's not, and that these sorts of experiments and this sort of approach actually would probably end up with producing more radioactivity, or at least more dispersion of radioactivity. There's a system which they want to build in Sweden now for doing this kind of thing. And the problem is that when you build this system, you then have to bring all the radioactivity, the radioactive waste there. And in the very process, you create all sorts of possibilities for.
So the best thing is to find a place in the middle of the desert that doesn't have fault lines and
yes,
seal it in concrete.
Right. That's right. That's right. Leave it alone and put a fence around it and watch it for the rest of eternity. That's my
All right. Great question, caller. For Fukushima, how do you get enough lasers in there how many hundreds of thousands of fuel rods are there, Doctor?
There's 1,300. There's approximately 240 tons of fuel in reactor 4, which represents 1 and 20 noughts of becquerels. And you could say that in terms of explosive power, if it all went off, you can say 1 megaton per ton of uranium. So you've got approximately 240 megatons of explosives there. So we're talking about quite a lot of stuff.
Is it 240 megaton bigger than any bomb they've built?
Yes, but if you add all the bombs together, it comes to quite a lot of megatons. And it won't, of course, it won't go off like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure, but it's a disaster. It's unbelievable.
It's just giving you a sort of rough idea of what there is there.
Sure, but aren't they storing tons, like 500 plus thousand rods there at the facility?
The number of rods in the reactor 4 vessel is 1,300 rods.
Yeah. No, but I meant the whole facility storing a bunch, right?
Oh, it's probably about twice as much as that if you take the whole. So about, in terms of total quantity of material, about half of it is in the reactor 4 tank.
Because I remember reading the news press reports of how much waste was there. It was some astronomical amount. Real fast, Mike in Tennessee, quick question.
Oh, good afternoon. Yes, the problem I see is that the trade winds, the prevailing winds, run clockwise on the northern hemisphere. They run counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere, which actually acts as a protection. So I can see why the Bushes 10 years ago would buy vast tracts of land over the aquifers in South America to get ahead of the...
Yeah, Paraguay. Actually, my dad was down there on a charity thing, and the Bushes have companies everywhere and have actually moved down there.
And the reason people do this, Alex, you know, they are Luciferian, and it's just like the old girl, if I can't have him, nobody else can. So they just destroy what they can't totally control, and there's too many free will people in the United States, so might as well destroy
it. Wow. Yeah, whatever it is, it's evil. Dr. Busby, thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully things will not be explosive, like you've said, and we appreciate your time.
Fingers crossed, Alex.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, everybody say a prayer. Sorry to the other callers. Back Sunday. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 23rd day of August 2013. I'll be back this Sunday live as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday edition picked up by more than 80 stations. This show, the weekday broadcast by over 160 AM and FM affiliates. Very honored that you have tuned in to listen to the broadcast today. You know, I had them play that particular intro from Death Race 2000, one of my favorite B-movies, because it exposes a dystopic possible future America. I had the crew play that because yesterday I saw an Atlantic Wire article, then I saw it on DrudgeReport.com, Then I saw it on Fox News this morning and on Drudge from Fox. And I asked myself at about 6:30 a.m. when I was doing research, why didn't you cover that yesterday? And you're asking, what story is that? And I kind of psychoanalyzed why I didn't cover it. And it was the same reason the public sometimes doesn't take action against corruption, because it's so over the top. You want to research it more, and it just comes off as not real. So I went back this morning and went and actually looked at the guy's site or the copy of it on the Google Wayback Machine, you know, save the archive, because he's taken most of it down. I went and read all the articles, followed the Drudge links, and I probably spent 30 minutes, and it was worse than what Fox News and Atlantic Wire were saying. And it is a black senior member of the Department of Homeland Security. I'm going to get into the article here a little bit later in the hour. Who is in charge of buying many of the machine guns and bullets. There's the headline. DHS employee spends spare time promoting race war against whites. And he says in there, we're going to have to kill all the white people. And he goes, I know that's hard for us Christians, but it's got to be done. And I was asking myself, why didn't I cover that yesterday? And it was because when I first read the article, it was so over the top, because it's DHS and it's one of the main people overbuying the billions of bullets and the machine guns. And the guy's got a website approved by DHS to promote this. And I know MSNBC promotes race war and racial division, and it's cartoonish, and I have trouble even believing what I see come out of Al Sharpton and Chris Matthews' mouths and Carlos Watson, who says you're racist if you are against Obamacare, and Kathleen Sebelius saying the same thing, the head of Health and Human Services. But again, I'm just analyzing myself here. Why I didn't cover it yesterday. And it's because I read that and I'm like, it's just so crazy. It's like video I saw yesterday of Syrian rebels attacking schools and stuff, and little kids begging for mommy with the whole top of their heads blown off and their brains open. And I can't even look at it, much less have the guys put it on the website, much less show it. Now, I've kind of gotten to the point of where the globalists want me, I think, where I just can't handle it anymore and start tuning out myself. I'm doing what I've always warned everybody not to do. More and more, I'm getting to the point where I saw five articles this morning on Infowars.com. And then I went over and found other articles that were different articles on DrudgeReport.com with black people killing white people because they're white all over the U.S. and no national coverage of it other than the alternative media. And I don't care if it's a black guy with four skinheads surrounding him, dragging him behind a car. That outrages me. But that gets covered on the news. When it is a white person being beaten or shot, man, if you cover it, you're called racist by MSNBC, because they want the idea to be sold of total division in this country. And they intend to beat the white minority now. Whites are now a minority overall, if you add up all the minority groups, into doing whatever we're politically told, or God forbid you're called a racist. And it's nothing but a political tool and a political weapon. But I was reading about this guy and reading the quotes about how we're going to have to kill all the white people. And it was just like Dr. Khalid Muhammad, that I played the clip, the leader of the new Black Panther Party, saying, we kill the women, we kill the children. Why do we kill the women? Because the white woman is the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months she lays down on her back and military enforcements roll out. I like doing imitations, folks, as you know. And it's just the issue of, I don't want to turn my guns in. You're a racist. I don't like government-run health care. It's a big scam, a ripoff. You're a racist. I don't want our troops being forced to take psychotropic drugs. You're a racist. I mean, that's their only answer. And, of course, they know that's their only answer because they are the master racist. They are beyond it. They are the master controllers dividing and conquering all of us, the people. And what's outrageous is they are the ones that are actually enslaving and killing people worldwide. They are dividing and conquering everybody, and they are cutting off the natural resources in Latin America, in Eastern Europe, in Asia, in Africa, everywhere. They are cutting the resources off in their own white papers to reduce the population on record. On record, all over the planet. And it is disgusting to see this unfolding and to know they are the eugenicists. There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's not on InfoWars.com. I'm going to ask the folks. That's why you got to go to PrisonPlanet.com, because a lot of people contribute to that site and for some reason never ends up on InfoWars, which in a way they go, well, that's okay because it needs to be different. Yeah, but it's really a backup mirror. But then a bunch of the best news ends up on Prison Planet that gets a fraction of the traffic. Everybody's got to bookmark PrisonPlanet.com. It's quite frankly a cleaner, better site than InfoWars. And I need to remind my InfoWars writers to post their stuff on Prison Planet. We're about to redesign both sites finally and have all these apps and stuff we're going to launch, but I want to do it right. The point is that, look at this article. Vaccine inventor and genetic engineer jokes about depopulation and biological warfare. Great article by Christina Sarich. But it's Aaron Dykes video report. You can link through and watch it at PrisonPlanet.com. But the whole point is that I watch the video. It's not a joke. Not when Eric Pianca at UT or not when his graduate students that are now top bioweapons experts go public, countering me a few years ago when the FBI visited him because I called for it. Pianca got up to the Texas Academy of Sciences and said, soon the airborne Ebola will be released. We will save the earth. 90% will die. And I had the local newspaper reporters on that witnessed it. There was photos taken as well. They wouldn't allow video. The majority did a standing ovation and began to cry as he projected red skulls on the wall. And then we went to his UT website with him dressed as a druid on the official UT website. And he said, come Lucifer, oh Lucifer. And then I had his graduate students send me threatening emails that we published. And I went and looked up their names from their graduate paper a decade before. And they're in white lab coats running bioweapon labs for the Pentagon. I mean, this isn't a joke. All of them talk like this. And the quote is, just to illustrate the real threat we're facing while we're all fighting with each other over race, and all the race pimps in the Democratic Party, they're the biggest racists who want us at each other's throats. They're never going to drop it, folks. Because you'd think the only thing that existed in this world was people fighting with each other racially because they keep it going. But they want it to be a white-only thing and then actually encourage racial politics because that's powerful by blacks, Latinos, Asians, and others and unify them around socialism and anti-gun, cementing it with an anti-white rhetoric. I'm sick of hearing about ugly, dumb rednecks in the South. We'll get your guns, you know, Al Sharpton and Rangel and everybody else. A bunch of racist pigs, ladies and gentlemen, up there flaunting it, playing the race card, poking all of us. I'm sick of it. Vaccine inventor and genetic engineer jokes about depopulation and biological warfare. And he goes on to say, has anybody, the edible vaccine supporter and head of the Biodesign Institute for Infectious Diseases and Virology and Vaccinology, Dr. Charles Arntzen, has recently responded to questions about the issue of overpopulation with the following sardonic remarks. Yeah, it's beyond sardonic. Has anybody seen Contagion? That's the answer. Go out, use genetic engineering to create better viruses to wipe out the population. Okay, folks, and there's video of him up there at a town hall saying that. That's what we're dealing with. And this isn't some minority, you know, of the scientists here. This is the, you don't get in the club, folks, at those high levels, and I've had countless scientists on to tell you this is the fact, unless you agree and you're part of this death cult. Now, we come back, the big top story at InfoWars.com, then we're getting into U.S. Special Forces with the Al-Qaeda attacking Syria, is the media covering up?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats, but we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This Friday edition. Let me get into our top story because it just illustrates the incredible manipulation of the establishment, state-run, state-sponsored, globalist-controlled, crony capitalist, anti-free market media. The kleptocrat support system media, you have got literally, I was thinking about it this morning, I keep saying I see examples, it buried in local news stories all over the country, where mobs of young black youth particularly go out and kill white people at fairs, at events, on street corners, you name it, or severely beat them, and then tell them they're doing it because they're white, and then later newspaper reporters go public, there's been a bunch of cases of this, and complain and say, my editor told me not to say that it was racially motivated because that's racist. So see, it's now racist to say there is a racism against white people being promoted by the globalist media in black culture. But it's also being done in the kind of La Raza, La Reconquista Hispanic culture. And everybody that can read Spanish or speak Spanish knows that. My wife grew up in Spain. She lived there, I don't know, 6 years, speaks fluent Spanish. She is blown away by the stuff she hears on Mexican radio stations, what she sees on billboards. And she's the one that's been pointing it out to me for 14 years. And it is just incredible that today alone, without looking, I've seen five different cases. Because yesterday I said I see cases every day. No. I see like five every day without looking. And then I don't even ever really talk about this stuff because it's just so overwhelming. Like the Homeland Security DHS top employee who's over armament procurement, saying that they need these arms to wipe out, well, I have the quote here, and they authorized this. He said, we're going to have the mass murder of whites and ethnic cleansing of Uncle Tom race traitors. Oh, yeah, that's another thing on these sites, is that the ultimate crime is actually people getting along with each other racially. See, I mean, this is just insane. It's black separatism is what it is. And if people want to do that, that's their business. But don't make it about how I'm inherently evil because I'm white. That's what the Klan says, is you're inherently evil because you're black, or you're inherently evil because you're Jewish. I mean, this is dyed-in-the-wool, pure racism, to the point of even the Southern Poverty Law Center had to come out against it. And they've had their supporters going around shooting up Focus on the Family facilities and stuff. I mean, these are groups of people who eat, drink, and sleep race and religious warfare. Because the globalists only want to have a debate about that, not about what all the robber barons are doing, discriminating against us all by deindustrializing the world through Agenda 21. But here's the article, red-linked up on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, is the media covering up the beginnings of a race war? That is the headline by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. And the lengthy article goes over just some of the recent stuff that's happening. And again, so many times you hear about a group of people beat up at a fair or beat up at outside a movie theater or beat up at a mall or whatever, and it'll be, oh, youths beat up the group, and then you find they're white and blacks beat them up. They're white and blacks shot them. They're white and blacks carjacked them. And then it comes out, like in the case of this Australian baseball player that was over here on a scholarship up in Oklahoma, and on their Twitters they were saying, racist stuff. They went out in a gang initiation to kill a cracker. And there's a black dad, in the neighborhood, and they tried to recruit his son and threatened him because he wouldn't go out and be part of it. And this is the type of stuff that goes on in these gang-related deals. What did they do with the black guy drugged to death years ago that got so much attention in East Texas? They were guys out of prison, and it was a gang initiation for a new member to go out and kill a black person. And then on that same stretch of road, a year later, because of all the media hype, four black guys drug a homeless white guy to death, and no one picked it up but the local newspaper. Because it's a white guy, and he deserves to die. He's not worth anything. And so it goes over how they're trying to hype up the fact that inherently, if you're white, you need to die. And that's what this DHS guy says. He says, look, we need the weapons. We've got to kill the white people. And the DHS said, you're authorized to have this website and say this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. I'll break down their master plan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Friday. If you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we were discussing, is the media covering up the beginnings of a race war? An article that Paul Watson put together this morning that's published on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that I contributed to. Let me read some of this. Despite engaging in seemingly endless and racially charged national debate about the Trayvon Martin case to demonize guns, the U.S. corporate media, the state-run media, has shown no interest in reviving the obsession despite a spat. Well, it's not a spat. It is an avalanche, a tidal wave, a veritable cornucopia of black-on-white murders, at least two of which indicate a racially charged hate crime motivation behind the killings. I think if you randomly go out and shoot people in the back as part of an initiation to show you're a tough guy, I think you're hateful. Like, if you go just randomly kill a white person and you happen to be white, it's hateful. You just randomly go kill a black person, you're black, it's hateful. You know, I love how they said it wasn't enough in the Texas case where the skinhead prisoners in a gang war, because they've been in the same prison with a black guy, drug him to death. They were given the death penalty, but the media would say men aren't convicted of hate crime, travesty, and they never even say in the news the guys were given the death penalty. By the way, I think they've executed some of them now. The point is that's not enough. My whole issue is a hate crime is a hate crime is a hate crime. The point is they're only going to prosecute in the future. See, that's why they want to bring in hate crime, so that the prosecutors can selectively decide when they're going to prosecute you. The Soviets did this too. I mean, you kill a white devil, you get to maybe get a job with Homeland Security. George Zimmerman's acquittal last month drew a line under nearly 18 months of hand-wringing over the threat posed by black people by racially charged hate crimes. Again, 18 months of hand-wringing over the threat posed to black people by racially charged hate crimes. Black ideologues like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and others were constantly in the headlines, holding up the Trayvon case as a dire warning that African Americans, how about Americans? You're not allowed to just be an American, though. It's meant to make you be obsessed with that identity that they then illustrate, that the establishment defines for you, could now be targeted for murder merely as a result of the color of their skin. In light of several high-profile black-on-white murders in recent days, the invective has been noticeably less verbose. The most anger Jesse Jackson could muster over the gang initiation hate crime slaying of an Australian student, Chris Lane, was a tepid tweet saying that the incident should be frowned upon. Well, why even respond if you're just going to say should be frowned upon? You know, just shot him in the back and then he died in the next 20 minutes, there. And there's a description online of his death. I mean, you know, let's just, don't do this. You know, let's frown upon this. In light of several high-profile black-on-white murders in recent days, this is just disgusting, folks. And again, I hate even having to get off into all of this. It just makes my head spin to see how this is pushed in the culture, and to see people like Chris Rock say that we shouldn't question Obama, he's our father, and Michelle is basically our mother. And then to see other people like Jamie Foxx say that Obama is our Lord and Savior. Meanwhile, black unemployment's doubled. Meanwhile, abortion of black people has accelerated, not just here but worldwide, with U.S. government funding under Obama that he spearheaded in Africa. Meanwhile, the prisons are filling up. The drug war is expanding in black neighborhoods, more than doubling just in the last 5 years under Obama. You can look up those numbers. Marijuana arrests of blacks more than tripling. But it's okay because Obama's black, so it's okay. It's okay if poor people across the board have their payroll taxes raised more than any other time in recent history, because it doesn't matter because Obama's black, even though he promised not to do it. Lane was slaughtered by a gunshot to the back as part of a gang initiation by three juveniles, an incident which the media initially tried to downplay as bored teens. Two of the suspects are black. It subsequently emerged that one of the suspects had posted racist tweets on his account before the murder, stating 90% of white people are nasty. Hashtag hate them. Another reads, I knocked out a five Woods since Zimmerman court. Woods is a racist term for white people. Barack Obama, who personally inserted himself in the Trayvon Martin case on two separate occasions, was not familiar with Lane's murder, according to the White House. And it just goes on with a whole bunch of other cases of World War II vets having their brains beaten out because they're white, and people being set on fire because they're white. And I mean, I saw an article of a white kid burned by a black lady, an 11-year-old, because he was white. She burned his eyeballs out with a blowtorch. And, man, this stuff is only in local papers And then you've got to dig when the court case comes out that it was racially motivated. And the media goes over the top not to report on the national statistics, as you can pull up for yourself from the Justice Department, of a tenfold black-on-white ratio. For every assault of a white person on a black person, there are 10 black assaults on a white person, according to the Justice Department Unified Crime Statistics. And this is just a fact that people need to be aware of and that communities need to be ashamed of. Because the word is, hey, go kill a Peckerwood white person, you know, do something for the team. Kill a cracker ass today. I mean, this is all over Twitter. It's all over Facebook. It's a sick, sick thing being pumped by the gangster rap culture. And all it's going to do is then give cover to real white racists that are out there that are calling for race war with blacks and saying blacks are all racist and blah, 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 when it is still a minority of blacks, from my research, that are virulent racist. But ladies and gentlemen, they are virulent, virulent, virulently racist. And it is kosher in the media. It is acceptable. It is okay if you're Hispanic to say racist things against whites. It is okay if you're Asian to say racist things against whites. It is okay if you're black to say racist stuff against whites. Folks, I'm almost 40 years old. But when I grew up in Dallas, Texas, let me tell you something. I never heard racist jokes against black people anywhere, not at deer camps with what you'd call rednecks. I never heard racist stuff around the dinner table. I never heard it. Now, when I went to college, a little bit, I ran into some of it from both angles, and I've seen white people scared of minorities because of political correctness, and almost like such a guilt that, oh, I don't want to be around anybody that's another, you know, quote, group, because I mean, that's really what this creates. And I'll tell you something, all this race-based politics pushed by the Democratic Party and pushed by MSNBC, that's why you have what they call white flight to the suburbs and to the countryside. Because it makes white people, many of which their parents and they themselves are part of the civil rights movement, just feel incredibly threatened and uncomfortable. But let me tell you something. I live out in the hill country. There's a lot of middle-class black people and Hispanics that are out there who want to homeschool their kids and be left alone as well. This is more of also an instinctive fear of the cities and of the police, of the crime, of the drugs. I mean, let me tell you something. There's drugs in the countryside as well, but statistically, ladies and gentlemen, if your kid's in the city and your kid's going to public school, they're going to be bullied. I don't care what color they are. Just like another black kid got bullied to be part of the Kill a Cracker gang initiation, and the dad said no, so they said, well, we may come get your son next. And his son was, you know, that's in the news, having to hide out in his house in Oklahoma. You put your, I mean, folks, when I went to high school in a suburb of Dallas in 1988, 89, 90, 91, I went a couple years in Dallas and a couple years in Austin. It was so bad we moved down here. It was rampant sex, okay, just constant, 24/7. It was drugs everywhere. It was fights constantly. It was like Fast Times at Ridgemont High on steroids. Okay, and let me tell you something. High school's a lot wilder than that now, ladies and gentlemen. You put your kids in a public school, unless it's in a rural area, and still it's got to be extremely covertly Christian. A lot of public schools are like that, are really Christian. But basically, it's all run secretly. They try to keep the feds out. They try to keep the kids safe. They try to keep everybody, you know, black, white, it doesn't matter, you know, just to have a future. There are quasi-wealthy and middle-class and wealthy suburbs and rural areas where people can be outside of this, but that is the minority of areas, ladies and gentlemen. High school is a living hell. I mean, let me tell you about how politically correct I was being brought up. My dad was a conservative on many issues, but also what you call liberal on many. Same with my mother. And, it's tribalism is really what it is. It's tribalism because if you went to a neighboring town to a bonfire, the rednecks, it would usually be the richest rednecks and the fanciest trucks and whatever. You'd be having fun visiting with a friend that invited you to one, and almost invariably a bunch of big jacked up pickup trucks would show up. You'd be there in your jacked up pickup truck, and there would be a fight, and people would go to the hospital. And I'm not even going to tell the stories. It's so over the top. It's unbelievable. But, okay, so that probably happened to me every couple of weeks. But it'd be the same thing with you're out in the parking lot and five black guys come over and say, we're going to beat your cracker head in right now. And you would start being assaulted and end up in the hospital. And if you didn't end up in the hospital and somebody else did, you'd go to jail. Let me tell you, you get four or five people trying to beat your brains out, you'll get real mean and start beating other people's brains out. And I tell you, it's probably the most exhilarating drug out there, actually, to black out and snap out and just go absolutely ape on people. But the whole point is that, you know, when you turn, you know, when you basically turn into a caveman gorilla and start beating people's brains out, that's what's going on. And that's why white people are running to the hills, folks. Okay? I'll tell you right now, that's what's going on. And it's always covered up. I've been racially attacked by black people, probably, let's not exaggerate, 35 times. I've been racially attacked by Hispanics, let's not exaggerate, 5 times. Let me tell you, that's when you really get hurt bad. And, you know, compound fractures, you know, you name it. And you get hurt real bad. And the whole point is I am sick of it. I am sick of the fact that I have been racially attacked over and 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 over. And the politically correct thing to do is just offer your kids up to have their noses broken and their eyes black and their bones broken. Because the one thing you don't do is ever go stand up against it. Now, that said, that's what political correctness is in this country. And so, yeah, you got racist cops who are tribal and who will corner a black person and do the same thing to them. And you will get the same thing in an area where black cops will beat up a black person or a white person or whatever. It's all gangs. It's cop gangs beating people up. It's black gangs beating people up. It's white gangs beating people up. See, I'm smart enough, folks, to not become a racist over this. I'm smart enough to understand the manipulation. I'm smart enough to understand the geopolitical ramifications and to actually try to bring people together to have a gang. Because everybody's tribal. That's what it is. We're designed like that, based on private property and the family and liberty and freedom and being honorable. The globalists want us to have a collectivist gang, get us all fighting with each other over race, religion, region, whatever, what sex we are, but never, but absolutely never, never, never unify around liberty. The only unifying force is government and collectivism. That's why they're balkanizing us. That's why they're doing this. That's why all of these type of things are happening. And I learned to recognize it was gangs. It was gangs of rednecks that started fights with people. It was gangs of blacks that did it. I mean, folks, do you think rednecks just go out and beat up black people? I mean, trashy rednecks. People that literally get addicted to fighting and beating each other over the head. What do you think they do when they go home? They go home and do that to each other. You've watched all these Discovery Channel shows, all the hillbilly, you know, stuff where they're all beating each other up. That's the type of stuff that goes on, whether you're in the inner city with gangs or whether you're in the redneckville with the hillbilly gangs. And the answer is humanity has always acted like this, and we need to stop it and transcend it. That's how you build civilization. But MSNBC and the White House, they don't want that. And who does the White House and the globalists really hate? They hate the gun culture, the liberty culture, and they're afraid it's spreading, which it is spreading. That's why Obama said, we don't like these bitter clingers. They cling to their guns and their Bibles. You see, they don't want you to unify around a Bible. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. They don't want you to unify around a Bill of Rights and something for our kids and a future. They want gang enclaves of white, black, rich, poor, where then the police and the whole system play the part of arbiters over all this stuff. I mean, let me tell you something. It's creepy. My wife goes, I don't want to ever go to Mexico again because she speaks Spanish. It wasn't like this, you know, just 10 years ago, 15 years ago when I'd go down there with her. We go to places we went to Mexico before. Man, the Mexicans are sitting right there, folks, while they're giving you a drink or whatever, talking total trash about ugly, stupid gringos, filth of the earth, blah, 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 blah. And my wife's like, man, let's get out of here. You go to the next place it happens, and the next place it happens. It didn't used to be like that. It's because of the culture of the media worldwide is pushing division and people fighting with each other so there can be a globalist corporate override over everybody. They want to absolutely have everybody divided 100 different ways and then all the time talk about how they don't want everybody divided and fighting with each other. You see, the system pushes the division, but then at the same time then says, oh, but the government will fix it. We'll make all the rodeo clowns take sensitivity training and pay $500 a piece or whatever, and then sell total tyranny where somebody does something supposedly wrong, which wasn't even wrong, so you're all guilty. They're going to sell authoritarianism as the answer. We'll cover Syria.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Break down Syria here in a moment. We got three guests coming up today. We've got political prisoners who were arrested for daring to protest the dear leader, Lord Obama. Syrian girl and what's happening in Syria popping up, and Dr. Busby on the situation in Japan. And I'm going to open the phones up from folks in Japan and Alaska, where the radiation is getting really bad. A lot of the tides have gone up there, and it's been confirmed. The seals, the fish, the humans are just full of it. It's a very serious situation. Syria is ultra-massively important and could, I'm not the only one saying this, lead to World War III type implications with Russia and China. It is a big, big deal. But first off, there are some real scum out there in the alarm industry that really overcharge people. Everybody knows about that. You need to protect your home, but do it right. Don't ever sign a contract for a freebie alarm. Get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. Get my special discount and a keychain remote, a $25 free gift. Simply visit SimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com, three words together. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. You know what happens? Happens a lot to me is that I try to eat something during the break. We've got to ban these guys. Go ahead and punch me up on television. These are really good, these little health bars. Almond coconut's my favorite. This is not product placement, obviously. But I'll take a little bite of one of these during a three-minute break, and then invariably a piece of it gets in my teeth, and then I inhale it once I'm on air. Woo, boy, that'll wake you up. No, I'm all right. It's just that, man, a little piece of that goes in your lung. It'll make you start crying. Finishing up with what I was saying there, we hear news stories every day about the NSA spying on people. Well, PrivateInternetAccess.com, folks, is the place to visit. Encrypts internet connection, hides your IP address, provides anonymous browsing, provides firewall protection, which prevents data mining, provides uncensored access to the complete internet, maintains no records whatsoever of computer activity, can connect up to five devices simultaneously with one account, and you can use service anywhere with internet connection based in the USA, PrivateInternetAccess.com. Check them out today, and it is the sponsors that make this syndicated radio broadcast possible. And don't forget, we have ProPure water filters discounted with 10% off of promo code WATER, the best gravity-fed filters out there, bar none. Look at the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free, but the promo code is WATER to get 10% off, 888-253-3139. All right, with a little hacking attack, I won't have much time to get properly into the Syria situation, but we'll do that at the bottom of the next hour in detail. But we've told you for years, because it's actually been in the foreign news, and the Debka file has accurately been reporting on this out of Israel, that NATO, U.S. forces, you name it, for 2.5 years have been arming the rebels that CNN calls protesters and activists. And they're blowing up mosques, blowing up churches, killing everybody. They've been caught staging nerve gas attacks before. This is a big one. The evidence is mounting that the rebels did stage it. And the Jerusalem Post is now reporting that Syrian rebel forces trained by West are moving towards Damascus. And that they're backed up by CIA commandos and others. Here's Paul Watson's article. U.S.-trained rebels moved towards Damascus days before chemical attack. Lawmakers who opposed arming FSA militants reconsider intervention now that they've got some images of dead kids. So instead of having fake dead babies in incubators, now they actually kill real babies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.